I couldn't help it. I started smiling. Need any help getting out of there?
Nah, I got it,
he said brightly, and started unstrapping himself. Surprised to see you. Your checkup isn't until next week. Hand bothering you? Not really, I said. Wanted to talk to you about...
Oh,
he said. He hopped up from the stuff and left it on the floor so that he could scamper toward a desk in the corner.
Before you get started, I found something interesting.
Butters, I said. I'd like to chat, man, but I'm in a pretty big hurry. He paused, crestfallen.
Really?
Yeah, it's a case, and I need to find out if you know anything that could help me.
Oh, he said. Well, you have cases all the time. This is important. I've been doing a lot of research since you started seeing me about your hand, and the conclusions I've been able to extrapolate from...
Butters, I sighed. Look, I'm in a huge hurry. 5 words or less, okay? He leaned his hands on his desk and regarded me, eyes sparkling.
I know how wizards live forever.
He paused for a thoughtful second and then said,
Wait, that's 6 words. Never mind then. What did you want to talk about?
My mouth fell open. I shut it and glared at him. No one likes a wise ass, Butters. He grinned.
I told you it was important.
Wizards don't live forever, I said. Just a really long time. Butters shrugged and kept pulling out file folders. He flicked on a backlight for reading X-ray films and started pulling them from the folders and putting them on the light.
Hey, I'm still not sure I buy into this whole hidden world of magic thing. But from what you've told me, wizards can live 5 or 6 times as long as the average human. That's closer to forever than anyone I know. And what I've seen makes me think there must be something to it. Come here.
I did, frowning at the X-rays.
Hey, aren't these mine?
Yep, Butters confirmed.
After I switched to one of the older machines, I got about 15% of them to come out, he said. And there are 3 or 4 from your records that managed to survive whatever it is about you that screws up X-rays.
Ugh. This is that gunshot wound I got in Michigan, I said, pointing at the first. It showed a number of fracture lines in my hip bone where a small caliber bullet had hit me. I just barely avoided a shattered pelvis and probable death.
They got this one after they got the cast off.
Right, Butters said.
And here, this is one from a couple of years ago.
He pointed at a second shot.
See the fracture lines? They're brighter where the bone refused, leaves that signature.
Right, I said. So?
So, Butters said, look at this one.
He flipped up a third X-ray. It was much like the others, but without any of the bright or dark lines. He flicked it with a finger and looked at me, eyes wide.
What?
I asked. He blinked slowly. Then he said, Harry, this is an X-ray I took 2 months ago.
Notice the lack of anything wrong?
So, I asked, it healed, right? He made an exasperated sound.
Harry, you are dense. Bones don't do that. You carry marks where they refused for the rest of your life. Or rather, I would. You don't.
I frowned. What's that got to do with wizard lifespan? Butters waved his hand impatiently.
Here are some more. He slapped up more X-rays. This is a partial stress fracture to the arm that didn't get shot.
You got it in that fall from the train a couple of nights after we met, he said.
It was just a crack. You didn't even know you had it, and it was mild enough that it just needed a splint for a few days. It was off before you were ambulatory.
What's so odd about that?
Nothing, Butters said. But look, here it is again. There's the fuse marker, and in the third one, poof, it's gone. Your arm is back to normal.
Maybe I just drink too much milk or something, I said. Butters snorted.
Harry, look, you're a tough guy. You've been injured a lot.
He pulled out my medical file and thumped it down with a grunt of effort. Granted, there are phone books smaller than my hospital file.
And I'm willing to bet you had plenty of boo-boos you never saw a doctor about.
Sure, I said.
You're at least as battered as a professional athlete, Butters said. I mean, like a hockey player or football player. Maybe as much as some race car drivers.
They get battered? I asked.
When you go around driving half a ton of steel at a third the speed of sound for a living, you get all kinds of injuries, he said, seriously. Even the crashes that aren't spectacular are pretty vicious on the human body at the speeds they're going. Ever been in a low-speed accident?
Yeah, sore for a week.
Exactly, Butters said. Multiply that. These guys and other athletes take a huge beating, right? They develop a mental and physical toughness that lets them ignore a lot of pain and overcome the damage. But the damage gets done to their bodies nonetheless. And it's cumulative. That's why you see football players, boxers, a lot of guys like that, all beat to hell by the time they're in their 30s. They regain most of the function after an injury, but the damage is still there. And it adds up bit by bit. Again, I ask, what's that got to do with me? You aren't cumulative, Butters said.
Huh?
Your body doesn't get you functional again and then leave off, Butters said. It continues repairing damage until it's gone. He stared at me. Do you understand how incredibly significant that is?
I guess not, I said.
Harry, that's probably why people age to begin with, he said. Your body is a big collection of cells, right? Most of them get damaged or wear out and die. Your body replaces them. It's a continual process. But the thing is, every time the body makes a replacement, it's a little less perfect than the one that came before it.
That copy of a copy thing, I said. I heard about that, yeah.
Right, Butters said. That's how you're able to heal these injuries. It's why you have the potential to live so long. Your copies are perfect, or at least a hell of a lot closer to it than most folks.
I blinked. You're saying I can heal any injury?
Well, he said, not like mutant X-factor healing. If someone cuts an artery, you're going to bleed out. But if you survive it, given enough time, your body seems to be able to replace things almost perfectly. It might take you months, even several years, but you can get better when other people wouldn't.